Hi, everybody, and thanks for checking out my article on TorontoObserver.ca. If you're looking at this article, you know that the Leafs are planning to unveil a statue outside of the Air Canada Centre in the not-too-distant future, and I'm going to talk about my vote for who deserves a statue the most as a Maple Leaf, and I've got to say it's goaltender Johnny Bauer. Bauer was a part of the Maple Leafs for four Stanley Cup victories, including their most recent in 1967. The guy played in an era where goalies didn't wear masks, and he was notorious for his daring poke checks and coming out to challenge shooters. He also had something like a 2.5 goals against average, which is really solid, even in this day and age. So I say Johnny Bauer deserves a statue outside of the Air Canada Centre more than anybody else. There are a few honorable mentions. I'd like to note a couple more recent players like Doug Gilmore. Even though he had a short stint with the Leafs, he was a big-time fan favorite, and Killer almost brought the Leafs to the Stanley Cup Finals in the 90s, but we all know what happened there. And also Matt Sundin, whose number is going to be honored by the Leafs in a ceremony this upcoming February. But also a few older captains. Dave Keon was a great two-way player for the Leafs for a lot of years in the league. Lady Byng Trophy winner and also four-time Stanley Cup champion. And, of course, a great scorer, Darryl Sittler, also could deserve an honorable mention. He's the first Maple Leaf to reach 100 points, and he also had that epic 10-point game. But if it were up to me, I would say Johnny Bauer deserves a statue, and I think it'll probably be him when they finally unveil something outside of the Air Canada Centre. Thanks for tuning in, and for all your sports news, check out TorontoObserver.ca.